Explorers, it's Millie and Sophie back again with a new segment about arms exploring science. We're going to be learning about kinetic and potential energy today.
So kinetic energy is when something is moving, and potential energy is when it's about to start moving, like it has the potential to start moving.
So where would you say one of your favorite labs was we did in class?
Let me see. I have to think because we did a lot of them. I think I like the basketball lab. The greatest potential is at the point where the ball hits the hoop when you're playing basketball, and the least is when it hits the ground, which represents the greatest kinetic energy.
One of my favorite parts about learning about kinetic and potential energy is the song. It's talking about how potential energy and kinetic energy cannot be destroyed or created. It is a very fun song to listen to. Can't be created energy. It can't be destroyed. Okay, I think that's enough.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, the greatest potential is at the top of the object, the least is at the bottom of an object, which represents the greatest kinetic energy.
So let us give you a few examples of kinetic energy and potential energy. Kinetic energy is when a diver is actually off the board and going towards the water. And potential energy is when the diver is just standing on the board thing. Yeah. So, and then there's skiing.
So the potential energy is when they're at the top of the hill and not moving. And the kinetic energy is when they're moving downwards toward the hill.
Okay. Another version of potential and kinetic energy are when a person is chopping wood, when the axe is above their head, that's potential energy. And the kinetic energy is when the person chopping the wood is going into the wall. There's also, you could also make graphs on mapping out. Oh wait, never mind. That's a different one. Sorry.
Bye, explorers.